We'll start from quote number 8 from Rabash, volume 1, article 24, the difference between charity and a gift. Over a long period of time of making efforts and he does not see satisfaction from his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he had made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is in sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently. It is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. It follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he's retreated. This happens deliberately. So he will ache at not having dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency, that is his gauge of katnut, infancy or smallness, and gadlut, greatness, of the deficiency is to the extent of the suffering he feels and not having the filling, which is called here dvikut with the Creator, which all he wants is only to bring contentment. We are going to read quote number 9 from Rabash. What is it that we have no king in the work but you? One must say that the reason he is in a low state is not because he is getting worse, rather now because he wishes to correct himself, that all his deeds will be for the sake of heaven. He is shown from above his true state, namely what is in his body, and thus far were hidden and not seen on the outside. But now the Creator revealed them. About this one says that it is mercy, that the Creator revealed the evil inside him to him, that he will know the truth and be able to ask the Creator for true prayer. It follows that on one hand, one sees that he's far from the Creator. On the other hand, one must say that the Creator is near him and takes care of him and shows him his deficiencies. Therefore, he must say that these are mercies. As it is written, I will sing the mercy of the Creator forever. That is, a person has joy on one hand, and this is what he sings about. And on the other hand, one sees that he must repent, meaning he has to ask to the Creator to bring him closer and give him the desire to bestow, which is second nature. Deficiencies into this general feeling.
Excerpt number 10. Baal HaSulam, again. Excerpt number 10. One must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of one's heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know, when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and to not receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this idea. From that, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his complaint before the Lord to help him, so that the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As one sees that, he cannot persuade his body to annul his self entirely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there's no reason to hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart. And then his prayer is accepted.
Exit number 11 from Ravash, Volume 2, Letter 65. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises for himself, and he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
As one. Next.
Excerpt number 12, Baal HaSulam, letter 57. There is no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first, you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the Lord will see. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole and is granted by his generous hand.
The last one.
Excerpt number 13, Baal HaSulam, letter 8. There is a sublime purpose for all that happens in this world, and it is called the drop of unification. When those dwellers of clay houses go through all those terrors, through all that totality, in his pride which is removed from them, a vent opens in the walls of their hearts, which are tightly sealed by the nature of creation itself, and they become fit for instilling that drop of unification in their hearts. Then they are inverted like an imprinted substance, and they will evidently see that it is to be the contrary, that it was precisely in those dreadful terrors that they perceived the totality which is removed by foreign pride. There, and only there, is the Creator himself clung, and there he can instill them with a drop of unification.